Breaking the Rules by Aidan Enns. Mark chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Jesus said, "Those who are well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick, I have to call not the righteous, but sinners." Especially at Christmas, we North Americans engage in a lot of shopping. When middle-class religious leaders drive fancy cars, wear the latest fashion, use new technology, and talk with glee about Christmas presents, they plainly bless our consumer society. Some of us decided to sing a different song. Last Christmas, a group of us sang anti-shopping carols outside major shopping centers, and we got into trouble with the authorities. Jesus got into trouble with the leaders of his day for transgressing their codes for upright behavior. He dined with tax collectors and sinners, which made him unclean in the eyes of religious law. He justified his breaking of the norms for ethical conduct because the norms were not serving those who need serving. When we live in a society so saturated with consumer messages, perhaps the spirit of Christmas is to inject a simple message of fun, creativity, and generosity without all the shopping. Is it possible? Of course it is. You can make, bake, and share things you already have. You can give vouchers, create meals, or hold special celebrations of songs and stories. Prayer. Dear God, help us overcome the temptation to love things more than people. Help us discover divine love in simple acts of compassion and celebration. Discussion questions. 1. Why do you think Jesus ate with sinners and broke religious rules? 2. What religious rules are helpful? Which need questioning? 3. According to religious leaders, Jesus reclined with outcasts. What would similar behavior look like today? Carols by Eric Avery, courtesy the Center for a New American Dream at newdream.org. For more lyrics, visit buynothingchristmas.org. Click on Resources. Consumer Wonderland, to the tune of Winter Wonderland. Uh-oh, we're in the Red Deer, to the tune of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Prophets Here, to the tune of Jingle Bells. Buy and Sell, to the tune of Silver Bells. Carol of the Toys, to the tune of Carol of the Bells. And Slow Down, Ye Frantic Shoppers, to the tune of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Slow down, ye frantic shoppers, for there's something we must say. If you would spare a moment, all the stores would go away. Big business has been telling us what Christmas means today. Now it's time we decided for ourselves, for ourselves. Yes, it's time we decided for ourselves. To some folks, Christmas means a time for gathering with friends, and enemies might take it as a time to make amends. But TV says it's time for pricey gifts and selfish ends. Now it's time we decided for ourselves. Yes, it's time we decided for ourselves. Some people feel that Christmas is when Jesus makes a call. For others, it's a time to stress goodwill and peace to all. But advertisers tell us it means Santa's at the mall. Now it's time we decided for ourselves, yes, it's time we decided for ourselves. Aidan Enns is the publisher of G's Magazine, Holy Mischief in a Time of Fast Faith, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. He is also the co-founder of buynothingchristmas.org. If you enjoyed this article, you'll also enjoy these resources. Carols with Justice booklet and music CD. Or Sing Justice, Do Justice booklet and music CD. Or The Good Life Curriculum and music CD.